Birshus Marina Rabina Rab Weinberger, Lila Nishmasov Kleinimus Kamish Ben Avila Melech, Bikurim Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh Mivin Bikurim Vikurim. There are those that bring Bikurim and say the Parsha Bikurim. And we know that the Parsha Bikurim, the Rav says, is from Arami Ovid Avi until the end of the Parsha. Not sure that the Rav means that you start from Rami, from Arami Ovid Avi. The Mishnah Mishnah says the real start is from Higadati Ayom. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah actually says you start from Higadati Ayom. It could be the Rav just explaining the Parsha itself that you read from, not the beginning of where you start. Mivin Veloikar, and then there are those that bring the Bikurim but don't say the Parsha. V'yesh she'enin mevi'in, and there are those that don't bring Bikurim at all. So elu she'enin mevi'in, so these are the ones that don't bring Bikurim at all. Hanotel toch shalov v'hivrich l'soich shal yochid o shal rabin. If a person plants in his own rishus, and he propagates by, like we said in the past, digging and planting. It could even be where he plants it in his own chatzar. He replants it in his own chatzar, meaning he takes a shoot or a branch of the tree, or the vine, and he puts it into the ground that it should come out into his friend's chatzar or into Rishus HaRabim. V'chein ha-mavruch mitoch shel yochid or mitoch shel rabim l'toch shelo, or vice versa. He takes his friend's tree and he propagates the branch, or he propagates the branch from Rishus HaRabim, and it comes out into his Rishus, and it comes out of his Rishus. So now something grows in his Rishus, but the initial tree was not from his Rishus. And the Rav points out that the reason you don't bring Bikurim on all these is because, as we're going to soon see, you need all of the growth me'ad masoi. It has to be from your ground totally. And some of this got its growth from other people's grounds. But what if you planted in your rishus and the propagation happened in your rishus too? However, but what happened though? But in between, you had two rishuyos. One, let's say, on the other side of the street. So you had the rabbim in between. So you planted in your rishus, it went underneath the street, and it went out into your other rishus on the other side of the street. Or let's say, you know, you had two properties and your friend had a property between them. So you did the same kind of thing. You planted in yours and it came under your friend and went up into your other rishus. Hareza enu mevi. So all these cases you don't bring Bikurim at all. Because like we said, it was Yonik from rishus that's not yours. Hibuda Omer kazeh mevi. Hibuda says, this one you bring. The Rav seems to imply he's dafka talking about rishus harabim. By rishus harabim, if rishus harabim is between them, then according to Yehuda you can. Why? Now the Rav points out you still don't say the parsha Bikurim, but you do bring it. So what's the pshat? So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, he brings the Rash, b'shem the Yerushalmi. There are Yehuda's shitas like Rebbe Eliezer in the Baba Basrim, Pcheskes Abatim, that a person is allowed to dig a tunnel or a hole under Rishus HaRabim, that he should have a wagon be able to carry and schlep things, schlep stones underneath. But it's not his forever. If somebody else comes and is zeichen it, then the other person zeichen it. I guess he's also not zeichen forever. Whoever uses it, uses it. So therefore you can be maybe v'ene kairei. And if this is the pshat, it would only come out to be this only cholik Rishus HaRabim, because obviously in Rishus HaYachid, you can't dig underneath your friend's Rishus HaYachid. Regardless, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.